Today's Shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Mem Aleph Omud Aleph. We're in Siman Lamed Beis. We're starting Siman Lamed Beis, which begins at the bottom of Mem Omud Beis. And this is a very long Siman called Seder Ksivas Tefillin, which will tell us many, many important dinim in terms of the writing and of the putting together of the Tefillin. And we begin with Seif Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Mitzvah Tefillin Sheikhtov Arba Parashios. The Mitzvah of Tefillin incorporates the writing of four Parashios. We'll see the differences between the Shoyad and the Sharosh, but the total parashios are the same. And these four parashios are the parashios of the Kadeshli called Bechor, which goes until Ad Lemoada Miyomim Yomima. This is from Shmos Yud Gimel Pasuk Aleph. Then you have Ahoya Ki Yivi Acha, which goes until Ki Bechozik Yorod Tzionu Hashem Yimitzroyim. And this is from Shmos Yud Gimel Yud Aleph until Yud Gimel Yud Zayin. This is the follow-up paragraphs after Kadesh Li Kol Bechor. You then have Ahoy Yokiv Yachor connected in the Torah in Parshas Bo. And this is followed by the Parsha of Shema Yisrael, which goes until the end of the first paragraph of Shema Ad Bishorecha, which is found in Devarim Perek Vav Pasuk Dalet until Perek Vav Pasuk Tes. And the fourth parsha is Uparshas Vayoyim Shema, which goes until the end of the second paragraph of Shema until Al Ha'oretz, which is found in Devarim Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel, until Pasuk Chaf Aleph. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Aleph writes down, V'sorech Lithtov Dalad Di'echod Kol Kach Gedola Kimo Dalad Dalsin Kitanim. And this is brought down from the Magen Avraham, who brings this down from the Kisvei of the Arizal. In other words, the letter Dalad in the word Echod has to be bigger, big enough that it be objectively the size of four small Dalads. And in the Halacha Berurah, he brings down over here, that it is acceptable if it's just larger than all of the other letters and doesn't have to be the size of four times the other letters written in the parsha, but you just have to have the ability to have four small dalases within that letter, and that's fine. But Bidyevit, he says, even if it's the same size as all the other osios, it would be kosher as well, Bidyevit. He also points out that the minhag is to write the ayin of Shema Yisrael also in a larger size. The Mishneh Berurah then continues and says, V'efshosh ein misharin biosuk sav. He says, when you measure this, as I mentioned from the Halacha Berurah, you don't compare it to the other letters and make it four times as large as all the other letters there, rak kosh yesh bo dalad dalsin kitanim ma'od sagi. As long as it's large enough that you could write four small letters in a very small print, not the same size as the print that's there, but a very small print, that would be good. And therefore, the minhag is to just make it large enough that it's larger than all of the other letters that are in that ksav, especially all the other dalads that are in that ksav. The Ramah then says, Hagav, itzorech lekosvam beseder hazeh. You must write them in this order that we just said. Kaddish, Vayo, Kiviyacha, Shema, and Vahoyim Shemoa. It has to be written when the Sofer writes them in that order. And he says, Lich Tov Tchilo HaKodemes Batorah. This is the order that it's found. The first two are in Shmos, in Perek Yud Aleph. The last, Sukkim, are from Devarim. And you must write Shema before Vahoyim Shemoa, because that's the way it's written in the Torah. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Beis writes, this is for all of the four parashios, they have to be written, and this is true, Bein Mishal Hayad, Bein Mishal Rosh. This is true both in the parashios of the Shoyad and the parashios of the Shorosh. It must be written, Baseder Hazeh, in this order. In Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishneh Berurah writes, why? Because the Pasuk says, V'hayu hadvarim, and this V'hayu means, B'havi Yosun Yehu, it has to be in this way. The Kol Shekein, and furthermore, the Mishneh Berurah says, Shetzarech Lizar Mitam Zeh, Sheh Kol Parshu, Parshu Gufa, Nichtava Kisidra. And certainly, all the letters, even the osios in the paragraph of each paragraph, have to be written in the order that the Torah gave them. In other words, the first letter has to be written first, the second letter has to be written second, etc., even within the same Parsha. Shalo Yechzar Bo Afilo Osachas. You can't leave out even one letter and then put it in later on. Ki Lo Yelo Takona Achakach Leshlima. Because then there is no way to make it kosher if you didn't write it in order. You can't retroactively go back and fill in a letter and say now it's in order, but it has to be written l'chatchila, and it's ma'akev if it's not written in the right order, as we'll learn later on in Siv Chav Gimel. In Dirshu footnote 1, he brings down from the Sefer Lishkas HaSofer in the name of the Bnei Yonah from the Zohar, Shetachtis Hagag Shalom, the bottom part of the roof of the Dalid should be Shovel Tachtis Hagag Shal Shariosos. That should be equal to the bottom part of the roof of all the other letters, but you make it much taller. Vagova Hagag Yala Miala Sirtut. And the upper part should be above the indentation in the lines of the parsha, of the cloth. He says, Bid the Evid, if you wrote him, Kosav Os Regila B'makom Os Gedola, the Mishneh Berurah later on tells us that in regards to a Sefer Torah, it's not a Psul. And he says as well, from the Hakeses HaSofer, and the Piskei Tshuva, in the name of the Bnei Yona, that this is true. Mipnei Sheksivazu Nechseves Ki Iturei Sofrim She'enen Ela Mitzvah. This is proper to do it this way, but it's not Ma'akev. In Dirshu Note 2, he points out that not only is every letter have to be written in order, but if anything that would make the letter not kosher, you can't come back and make that letter kosher after on. Yefshar shuv l'takona achakach mishum shezeh lo kisidron. Every letter has to be perfectly kosher, and then you can go on to the next letter, and not that you got most of the letter right, but there's something there that would make it not kosher, and you fill that in later on. That's also called out of order. The Shari Tshuva has a whole discussion about the proper kavanos that a person should have, how you should learn from a Yari Shemayim, and it should be a Mesorah as to how to write each letter, not just copying from a picture of what the letter should look like. There are many deep kavanos in there, and he says that this is obviously something that's extremely important. Ayin Shom in the long Shari Tshuva about the proper kavanos. He also brings down later on that before you begin to write, you should say a special Yiratzon, and this is found in the last three lines of the Shari Tshuva on the daf. Yiratzomu fonecha Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu Shetashre Shchinoscha B'masa Yodai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should bestow your Shchina on my handiwork over here. V'sasilcheini b'chos v'zos, and you should help me do this properly. Shenikosev Tfilin Halol Hashem Kedushas Mitzvahs Tfilin Shetzivan Hashem Elokeinu, that I'm doing this for the proper kavanah to make a proper Tfilin for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'tzatzileini mitos haksiva o mitos hakavanah, and I shouldn't make a mistake in the writing, nor should I make a mistake in the kavanah. Main Kain Yehi Ratzon. And this is brought down from the Sefer HaKavanos from the Ari. This whole subject of the proper Kavanos that a person should have and the proper Tahara that a person should have when he writes a Sefer Torah or Tefillin or Mezuzos is not for our discussion right now, but it's a very deep and important mystical subject. The Ramah continues and he says, V'im Shino Apostle, if you made any changes in this order, then the Tefillin are no good. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet says, Hainu HaTfilin Shenasu Miyosin HaParshios. The Tefillin with those Parshios would be no good because you wrote, for example, Parsha number 3 before you wrote Parsha number 2, so it's no good over here. However, of all the HaParshios, Atzman Lo Nifsalu, Parsha number 3 is good. And if you have a separate set of Parshios where you wrote 1 and 2 already, then you could put this Parsha number 3, which you wrote after the other 1 and 2, you could put that together into a Tefillah Shoyad. Kigon. As Mishabur explains, Im Hischel look told me Parshas Vayokivi Acha. Yuchal Itzarifel is that Parshas Kadesh Mitzvilin Acherim. Even though Kadesh is supposed to be first, since in this other Tefillin you wrote Kadesh already, you could take this Vayokivi Acha that you intended to write first, which you're not allowed to do, but since it's after the other Kadesh from another Parsha, then you could put that into the other pair of Tefillin. Im Yodea Bevadei Shenichtav Kodem Elu. But Mishnah Berurah says this has to be absolutely for certain that you know that the other Kadesh was written first. Because if you don't know that, D'ilav Hachi, Sofik Torah L'chumra, if you're not sure which parsha was written first, you can't use it because this is a Sofik D'Oraisa, and in Sofik D'Oraisa we go L'chumra. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, V'hu adin im be'eis haksiva hayokisidron. And the Mishnah Berurah says, and if the time that you wrote them, they were in the proper order. However, rach achakach nivsal parsha achas hanukudemis. You wrote 1, 2, 3, 4 in the right order, and they're all correct, but then something happened with number 2. So then, nisbata mimela kol parsha shachrecha. So number 2 is no good, so therefore now number 3 and number 4 are no good for that pair of tefillin. And the same thing would be true if you're mixing and matching different parshios. As long as they're written in the right order, it's perfectly good. But if one of the earlier parshios is no good, so then all the remaining parshios after that are no good for that pair of tefillin. Bottom line is, ultimately, when you put the parshios in the tefillin, they have to have been written number 1 first, number 2 second, number 3 third, and number 4 fourth. And each part of each parsha has to be written perfectly in order. Then the Ramah writes, Ulechatchilo yichtov shoyad kodim shorosh. The Ramah says that ideally, when you're writing for a pair of tefillin, you have a shoyad and a shorosh. When you're asking which one should you write first, you should write the tefillin shoyad parshios first, and then the tefillah shorosh parshios second. And this indeed is the psak, the Halacha Berurah says, of the Beis Yosef as well, the Mechaber, and as well the Ramah, there's no difference. They both hold the same way. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Hay explains Mishum Demukdum Bapasuk, because it first says Ushat Melosi Yadecha, and then it says Vayulato Tofos Ben Enecha. However, then the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Yesh Omim Lehefech. He brings down that others disagree and say Mipnei Sheshal Rosh Kedushasul Chamura Mishal Yad. Since the Shal Rosh has more kedusha than the Shal Yad, therefore you should write the Shal Rosh first and then the Shal Yad. And the Halacha Berurah brings down, this is in fact the opinion of the Arizal, and as well, this is the opinion of the Bach in his explanation of the Tor. that you should write the Shulrosh first. However, he brings down other opinions that are like the Ramah and like the Beis Yosef over here. And then the Mishnah Berurah concludes and says, how do we paskin v'anu noagin kemosha kosov harav bahagah? We paskin like the Ramah over here that we should write the Shulyat first. However, everybody agrees that that doesn't make a difference. While all the parashos of the Shulyat have to be written in order, and all the parashos of the Shulrosh have to be written in order, if a person wishes to write the Shulrosh first, that's okay. He does have the Arizal and the others, the Bach and the Tur, that he can rely upon. And if he wants to follow the Psak of the Mechaber and the Ramah and write the Shulyat first, that certainly is fine as well. L'chatrila, that's what the Mishnah Berurah recommends. Then he brings down Kosev B'Sefer HaKavanos, Shilachatchilo Yizor Lechtov Kola Parshel Shurosh V'Shoyad B'Tzufim. And ideally, he says, you should not have any interruptions whatsoever. V'lo Yavsik B'Neim B'Shum Dibur Klal. One should write the entire Shoyad, all four parashas first, and then immediately, without interruption, write the parashios of the Shorosh right afterwards, R'Tzufim, without any interruption in between. The Shari Tshuva goes into a long discussion over here. What happens if a person is not physically capable of doing so? He's older, he's weaker, and he can't do this. So he says, at least do three of the four together. And then he says, at least do two of the four. And then he says, at least number one and number two, they have to be done together. There shouldn't be any hafsaka. Being partially shown in Lishnia, lo yafsik b'shum inyan. The sofer has to be able to write those two parshas without any interruption in between them at a minimum. In Tirshu note 3, he brings down that certainly Lichtov Kol Dalit Parshel Shorosh Osho Yad Ritzufim means over there that each tefillah should be written at least together. But if you can't write both the Shoyad followed immediately by the Shorosh, that's certainly not a problem. He then brings down from Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that if you're writing multiple pairs of tefillin for different people, so you have a shalyad shalrosh for five different people, so you shouldn't write all the shalyads first and then write all the shalroshes, but you should write shalyad shalrosh, and that way that's preferable. And furthermore, he says, hasofer she'eno zoriz v'zohir v'uman v'kocho yofi, if somebody's not capable of doing this, so he brings down in the lishkas hasofer, in the shame of the melechas shamayim, sheyesh lochush sheyisayif de'em tzaksiva, if you're concerned that you're not going to be able to do this in the perfect way that we described, all four parshios of the shoyad, followed by all four parshios of the shorosh, it's better that you make sure that you do each parsha appropriately, yoseto sheyafsik be'em tzaksiva lenuach, better to rest in between and make sure you're doing it perfectly, with the one caveat that the Shari Tshuva said, no hafsaka should be between the first parsha and the second parsha. Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Shorosh Yichtov Kol Achas B'Klaf Levado. The Shorosh is made up of a bias that has four compartments to it. So each parchment, each parsha in the Shorosh has its own parchment. And therefore, you insert the Kadesh into its own compartment on a separate cloth. V'hoyik v'yacha, a separate partment into its separate cloth, on a separate cloth. Similarly for the Shema, and similarly for the Hoyev and Shemoa. So you have four separate parchments for the Shorosh, each going into its separate compartment. The Shoyad, Hosvan Kulam b'klaf echad. However, the Shoyad, all four parshios are written on one parchment, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, in separate columns. However, it's one parchment because the Shoyad is only one box. It doesn't have four separate compartments to it. And therefore, all of the parshios, the four parshios, can be written on one cloth and placed inside the one compartment. And that's the proper way to write a pair of tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Vav writes, Midichsiv, where do we know this from? V'hayo l'os al yodcho. For the Shoyad, it says, you shall have an os on your hand, mashma os echod, a single os, klomar bayis echod, one compartment, and therefore, ukishem shu os echod, mibachot, since there's only one compartment, there are no grooves or separations in the Shoyad, it's one box with one compartment, so too, kach yesh lios l'chadchila os echod mibifnim, so too, you have to have one os inside, i.e., shetia al klaf echad, that all four parashos are written on a single parchment. However, for the shorosh, avo b'shorosh, sheyesh bo dalet batim, the shorosh is made up of four separate compartments. Not just the groove on the outside, but they have to be four separate compartments that are then pushed together and held together with pressure. Tzorach sheyu haparashos kesuvos b'dalet klafim. Each parsha has to be written on its own cloth and then placed into its separate compartment. And then the Mishnah Berurah writes, v'kol zeh rak l'chatchila, which Dirshu note 5 explains that this is talking about the appearance of the parshios shebifnim. The hainu, shiu parshios shoyad ksuvas b'klaf echad, v'sharosh b'ar b'klafim. That's something that is l'chatrila, but if you didn't have it, it would be okay. However, the osha b'chutz, to have the single compartment of the shoyad visible from the outside as one compartment, and the shorosh visible as four separate compartments, he says that the Shulchan Aruch will later on explain in Simon Mem Zayin, shehuli yikuva, that is no good after the fact if you don't have that. And therefore, if you were to put the shoyad single cloth into a box that has four compartments, you'd have to surround the outside of the box with an or. It has to look like one box on the outside. If you don't do this, it would not be good even b'di'evit. The Mishnah Berurah then concludes, V'dad, the tefillin shoyad tzorich lios gamkin kosov dafka b'dalet amudim. The four parshios are written on one cloth, but they should be written in four columns. Kol parsha v'amud acher. Each column should be one parsha, should be one column. So it's one parchment, but it's four columns within this one parchment. The issue note 4, he points out that the Bir Halacha said, when you have to write them in this order, that's talking about the writing them. However, we'll see later on, there's a machlokas about placing them in the different compartments, and that there are different rules, according to the Rabbeinu Tam versus the Rashi. This is one of the differences between what order you place them in the compartments. So he points out, even though there are different opinions about the placement, everybody agrees that the order of the parshios in terms of writing them has to be in the order that we said, Kadesh, Vayah, Ki, Vyacha, Shema, and Vahoyim Shemoah. And that concludes today's shir.